Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. If you have a heart for service, you've probably had a time when you've committed to doing things that you probably shouldn't be doing. There are things we do that we need to stop. Not bad things, but good things. And that's why it's hard to stop doing them. But there are times when we need to give up the good things we're doing because it's not the most faithful use of the gifts God has given us. If you think there might be a few things like this in your life that you need to give up, ask yourself, what is causing me to not let this go? We do it because we want to help, but the most helpful thing might be to let someone else do it. There's a powerful question that I ask myself that I learned from another pastor. I ask myself, what am I doing right now for ministry that I could be training someone else to do? It might be a question that would be good for you to ask yourself. But more likely, we're not on the side of doing too much and needing to give away ministry. We're on the side of needing to step up and take on ministry. So just like we ask, what do I need to stop doing? We ought to be asking, what do I need to start doing? There are things being done that someone else is doing, but you're the one that needs to be doing it. It's easy to look to the church and expect them to do it. That's never been a healthy way to do ministry. But the realities of a pandemic and churches' doors being closed makes it even more important that we don't expect them to do it, but that we step up into the ministry God's called us to do. We're reminded in this text of the importance of delegating ministry to others. We're also reminded in this text of the importance of stepping up into the ministry we should be doing. And there are awesome results when we delegate and step up as the Holy Spirit leads. The result is that the Word of God is spread and disciples are multiplied. Take some time in prayer to ask the Lord what it is that you need to stop doing and what it is that you need to start doing. Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.